You're listening to Charisma Kills Radio with Jesse Craig. God, I love that song. I've been waiting a long time to use that as an intro. It's called Rabbit, and it is by the Consortium of Genius, better known as The Cog. You can find it and other Cog songs at consortiumofgenius.com. All right, so, hello and welcome to the show. I am Jesse Craig, your host. And it has been quite a while, several months, since we've had an episode. School and work has been consuming a lot of my time, and I've had very little of it to dedicate to the podcast or the webcomics and other creative endeavors. My hectic schedule has also made it very difficult to line up guests for the show, but I do have a tentative plan to have some guests on in October. So, for the next few episodes, I will be flying solo, and I will try to make it as entertaining as I can. Now that the excuses are over with, let's get on with the show. On this episode, I have some very cool news to share with you, as well as some announcements on upcoming Charisma Kills Studios appearances, and some reviews. It's never really been my intent to have the show based solely on webcomics. The initial goal was for it to encompass the arts, design, fandom, and entertainment. So I thought it would be cool to share with you some of the comics I've been reading, as well as television shows that I've been watching, such as the new season of Doctor Who with Peter Capaldi, and of course give you my opinion of them. Now those of you that know me know that I can be opinionated at times. And quite often my opinions may not match the majority. If you happen to disagree with me or I offend you in some way, I apologize and I say we just agree to disagree. If at any time you miss something, a link or a name or other information that I speak about, you can always go to charismakills.com and click on the CK Radio link and access the show notes. That will bring you to the CKS blog, charismakills.blogspot.com. And now for that cool news I mentioned. Well, after several years of cranking away at this comic thing, doing webcomics, and promising myself that this year would be the year that I get a comic out in print, it looks like that I may actually have two coming. A few weeks ago, I had mentioned on the Charisma Kills Studios Facebook that Sweet Dreams Are Made of Worms, the webcomic, was selected to be one of two comics to be produced by a new creator-owned publisher. There are still a lot of details to be hashed out, so I'm not really comfortable with giving out too much information on that right now. Mainly just in case it doesn't become a realization and I don't want to build up a lot of hype for it. Well, at least not until the time is right. However, as more concrete information becomes available on that, I will be sharing it with you here or obviously on the Charisma Kills Studios Facebook. What I can tell you is this, is that we will not just simply be reprinting the pages from the webcomic. For the most part, the Sweet Dreams story as it is online will stay the same, but all of the art will be new as well as in color. The second book, well, it started off as a class project. For some reason, this semester, every one of my classes have encouraged or outright assigned a comic, graphic novel, if you will, for a project. In the case of my new media and animation class, the syllabus requires two comics, two printed comics, a stop-motion animation, and a short film project. The first graphic narrative project had to be based in history in some way. And that's where this comic came from. It's called Kenshin 1281. It's a fictional story based in a historical event. And I chose the Mongolian invasions of Japan, which took place in the 13th century when Kublai Khan, I guess you could say, decided to annex Japan. The story focuses on a young samurai named Inyo Kenshin, who arrived too late during the first invasions during 1271, and in doing so, lost face. And in the story, it's 7 years afterwards, and the Mongolians have invaded Japan again, and Kenshin is out to reclaim his honor and prove his samurai worth. So far, the comic has been received fairly well in class and out of class. And since I swore that this would be the year that I get something in print or put it, pack it all up, I said, hell, why not? We decided to go ahead and print it and see how it goes. And if it continues to be received well, then Kenshin's adventures will continue. As far as getting the comic out there, only a handful of issues were printed, primarily for class, and I only have one left, which was a misprint because the trim cut into the page too deep. The good news is that it has already been formatted and is ready to go. So I just need to get some more copies made, take care of some shipping issues, and things like copyrights. Once that's done, it's good to go. Hopefully I can get it done before ContraFlow in the first week of October so I can present it there as well. To expedite this, we have set up a GoFundMe for those that are interested in helping us out and receiving a copy of the comic and some other goodies. If this interests you, you can go to GoFundMe.com/EL9IC, that's all lowercase. Not only will you have my appreciation, but there are also several tiers of awards programs, like Kickstarter. I would like to add that we have most of the expenses, all but about $300-$350 are covered already, so it's not like we have to get a lot here, but anything over what we asked, what we set the program up for, will go to printing additional books. All of this information and additional details can be found on the show notes for this episode at charismakills.blogspot.com. Well, that'll do it for the news portion of this show. And on to the announcements. October is going to be a very busy month. As of this time, we have three events lined up. The first one being ContraFlow 2014. Now, last year I had the honor of being a guest and getting to speak on several panels. Well, this year I've received the privilege of being able to do that again. This year's ContraFlow will be held on October 3rd through the 5th at the Airport Hilton. And that's located at 901 Airline Highway in Kenner. You can check ContraFlow out online at ContraFlowSciFi.org. And while you're there, check out that guest list. It is huge. I'd read them all off to you, but that would take up the remainder of the show. I can tell you this, if you enjoyed Episode 2's guest, Kurt Amaker, he will be there, so be sure to check him out. He's a great guy. As of the time of this recording, the programming schedule has not been released. However, I did receive an email telling me what panels I am scheduled to be on. The first one being How to Turn a Good Story into Good Art. The second, comic book movies, what hasn't been done. Third, how to do your own web comics. Four, the secrets of COG, the Consortium of Genius. And the last one, the business of making comics. I hope that all of you out there who have the opportunity to make it to ContraFlow, come on down. Not only will you have a good time, but I would personally love to meet you all. And the next event will be that following weekend on October 9th, which happens to be a birthday as well. I'm not necessarily a guest. I'm just going to be there. It's the 2014 Hammond Horror Fest. This leg of the event will be taking place at Wyatt's Comics and Cards in Hammond. Oh, and Kurt Amaker will also be there as well. You can check out Wyatt's Comics and Cards on Facebook for more information on that event. Okay, so now I would like to share with you a little bit of what I have been reading. As I mentioned, free time has been sparse, so I haven't got a chance to do a lot of reading on my comics. As a matter of fact, I think there's probably 100-something comics that are sitting in boxes that I have not read yet that I need to get to. But one thing that I have read that stands out the most to me is Brian Lee O'Malley's new book called Seconds. If you're not familiar with Brian Lee O'Malley, I'm almost positive you're familiar with his work, Scott Pilgrim. If not the six-volume manga, then the movie. I personally am a huge fan of O'Malley's work. I love Scott Pilgrim. I know that may come to a surprise of some of you, but I have my reasons, and I think I'll save that for another show, but I think that the Scott Pilgrim series is, it's a modern-day epic. It's a modern-day version of Iliad, the Odyssey, and the Aeneid. Now, I know I'll probably be getting some emails from some of my friends in the scholarly and academic world about that, but just reserve judgment until you hear me out. And again, I'm going to save that for another show, because right now, I want to talk about Seconds. First and foremost, this is not a Scott Pilgrim book. And by that I mean there, you know, it doesn't exist in that over the top absurd kind of world. And this is not a bad thing. It's good in that it shows O'Malley's ability to work effectively within a broad spectrum of idioms. Now, for those of you who have not read Seconds, I don't want to ruin it for you, so I'm not going to include a lot of spoilers. I'm just going to run down the basic plot line for you, touch on some of the key points, and then throw in my opinion. So here we go. Seconds focuses on the story of Katie, who is a young lady and rock star chef who several years prior opened a restaurant in her town called Seconds. And because she is a rock star chef, her gifts for the culinary arts quickly turn Seconds into the highest rated restaurant in town. Now, as those years go by, Katie becomes complacent and lackadaisical with Seconds and her life, as well as experiencing several crises. All of these events leave her with this yearning for something different, something new. She haphazardly begins to devote all of her attentions and finances to opening a new restaurant in the city. This just leads to more problems in her life. Now, if this is starting to sound like the premise of a Bravo reality television show, have no fear. It quickly turns into a dark, supernatural, almost modern-day Grimm's fairy tale folklore. Now, I am tempted to stop here because I don't want to ruin it for you, and I would prefer for you to read it and experience it for yourself. But I feel it would be neglectful of me to not at least touch on the beginnings of the supernatural elements of the story. It starts off with Katie dreaming about this ghostly female creature that lives in her dresser of all places. After experiencing this creature in her dreams several times, she investigates the dresser and she finds a mushroom, a notepad, and a pencil, along with some instructions. Four simple instructions. Number one is, write your mistake. Number two, ingest one mushroom. Number three, go to sleep. Number four, wake anew. Now, as you may be able to gather from those instructions, Katie finds that if she writes down a mistake that she feels she has made while on the premises of the Seconds restaurant, ingests a mushroom, goes to sleep, and wakes up, the mistake and the events have changed into what she believes to be her favor. And this is where we say goodbye to the mundane aspects of the story. As Katie continuously ingests these mushrooms and writing her mistakes down and changing the events that she perceives to be taking place in the past, the story gets dark, takes on an Aesop's fable kind of quality that becomes a fusion of what seems the supernatural and theoretical physics. Well, and that's where I'm going to leave it, because I highly recommend this book, and I do hope that you read it. As far as the art goes, O'Malley maintains his signature manga cartooning style, which is enhanced by the colors of Nathan Fairburn. O'Malley also makes use of a drawing assistant for Seconds. His name is Jason Fisher. And letters are provided by Dustin Harbin. As far as the aesthetics and visual narrative, we see some of the techniques he used in Scott Pilgrim making their way into Seconds. The page and panel compositions are excellent, work well together. And the book itself, in total, is a work of art. I mean, it's just beautiful. I happen to have the hardcover when it was first released. I don't know the actual page count offhand, but it is a good inch and a half thick. However, it is a quick read because it really draws you in. And once you start, you don't want to stop. So in closing, I highly recommend Brian Lee O'Malley's Seconds. And I'm sure you can find it at any comic book shop. I can't imagine a shop that wouldn't carry this book in stock at all times. If for some reason you do not have a local comic shop, I'm sure that you could pick it up at any of the major booksellers. However, I do encourage you to support your local comics dealers. They need all the help they can get. And, of course, if all else fails, there's always the internet, where you can even get a digital copy of it. And I have no problem with digital comics, but this is one that I would say you want to own, especially this hardcover. Beautiful. All right, I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I did want to talk a little bit about the new season of Doctor Who and Peter Capaldi's portrayal of the Doctor, but that could easily take an episode in itself. Perhaps I can even schedule a member of the New Orleans crew to Who to join us on the show to discuss that subject. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, episode 5 of Charisma Kills Radio. And would like to encourage you, if you have not listened to episodes 1 through 4, check them out. I would like to give a big shout out and thank you to episode 1 guest, Maurice Yelsit. Pretty sure I said his name right, so I'm not going to take a drink. Maurice was the first to back our GoFundMe project to get the Kenshin 1281 comic book printed. Thank you so much for that. It means a lot to me. I'd also like to thank the webcomics diva, Vast Little Crow, for her backing, Patty Stibe from work, and Cryptic Omega. Along with Maurice, they make up the first four individuals to back the comic. Thanks again. And as we close here, don't forget you can check the show notes for this episode for links and additional information, especially for the GoFundMe program. You can also visit the Charisma Kills Studios main page at charismakills.com. You can follow us on Facebook. That's Charisma Kills Studios on Facebook. And the Charisma Kills radio and news blog, where we put the show notes for the episodes. And that, again, is at charismakills.blogspot.com. And we're going to close it up on some more Rabid.
You wish you were dead!
Rabid!
He knows where you are!
Rabid!
You're hungry for gore!
A molten mind of metal! It's everything you fear! Razor-edged teeth of shining steel! Tall, sharp, pointed ears! It checks your trail of terror! Threats strong to the kill! Drawing you to its darkness! Bloodlust is only thrill!
Rabid! What you fear?
Rabid!
He'll chew off your ear!
Rabid!
He knows where you live!
Rabid!
He's got me to kill!
Mind of a killer, head of a squirrel. If you see him coming, you'll probably hurl. He'll chew up your head and spit out your brain. And then after that, he'll laugh in your face!